This is the band Forthis from Orange County, California. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Nico, the drummer.
And I'm Joe DeRoss, the guitarist.
I'm Moises, the bass player.
And I'm Josh, the vocalist and rhythm guitarist.
Together, they create Forthis.
Powers unite.
With our powers combined.
We have a friend from Huntington Beach who wanted to know where you guys were from.
We're from Santa Ana, so we're
Santa
about
Ana?
15 minutes from him.
Nice, right. I just saw a comedy special with a ventriloquist from Santa
yeah.
Ana.
Yeah, it's, what's his name?
Jeff Dunham?
Yeah,
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham.
Yeah.
He's from Santa Ana?
No, he did a special, his special in Santa Ana.
He was Comedy Central special.
He's from Santa Ana?
So tell us a little bit about your music. I mean, what is it that, you know, what are we going to listen to here? We got a CD, we're going to play some of your songs.
Yeah, what songs
What's
do you
What's the whole
prefer?
Idea behind the music? What's the, if you were to, I know bands hate this, but if you were to categorize yourself, what would you call
Let's
yourself?
Let's all do one.
I say it's hard rock with melodic vocals. You know, that's what I categorize it as usually.
Okay.
I always say modern.
Man, you took mine.
I say modern hard rock because melodic, I think, could be a little presumptuous with.
I don't write melodic parts apparently.
But it's certainly hard rock and it's certainly modern. I'll play it safe.
Singing, not screaming. That's where I come up with melody.
All right.
That's always nice.
I would like to say ambient, driving, and harmonious.
You got a reaction from him when you said ambient.
No, it was two of us.
I guess the intro to song 5 is a bit ambient, I guess.
No, I mean, there's some metal. Yeah. I would say it's heavy rock, and it's not a metal band at all, but I think, personally, it has a bit of metal influence in it. You know, a lot of the songs that we're playing live are not in the EP because it only has 4 songs. 2 of them, they're, you know, more easy listening songs. The other songs are more heavy. And we're playing more of the straightforward, more obscure stuff that we also do. So that's what I would put it in.
You can tell that too. Like, I don't know which one of you were first contacting me through emails at first. And there was you, yeah. But the drum work, definitely. I'm an ex-drummer, and I used to play in metal bands all the time. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely tell the metal influence in there, too. That's what I definitely liked about
and
it.
And that's certainly where it comes from.
Right.
It wasn't intentionally, you know, right. I mean, to kind of like, oh, I have to have a metal stamp on the band. It just kind of happened.
Right.
But I think that gives the band more space to, like, spread out, kind of like...
Definitely.
You know, I think we were a lot in between a lot of things. Maybe we can be some... too heavy for some people, or maybe we could be too poppy for some people.
Right. Yeah. And it all comes from our influences too, where I was really into the Seattle scene and stuff like that, and he's been a Priest fan since birth, pretty much.
Right.
collects all the original t-shirts on eBay. I mean, he's got everything, and you know.
What was the question G-Girl had for them? I can't even remember that question.
Oh, with all of their, it was all about because you guys seem to have different styles in a way.
It was Muse.
Yeah.
A band called Muse.
Mm-hmm. This is great.
Do you guys consider them an influence at all?
I do. I love that band.
Yeah.
They're great.
I like them too a lot.
They're great. I don't know how directly I've been influenced by them, but they have the way they write and how musical they are. And I've never personally seen them live, but I have friends that have, and they just said they were blown away by them. They said they were amazing.
Yeah, same thing for me. I don't know how much of a direct influence they are, but I mean, it's certainly music that I listen to and say, damn, this kicks ass.
It's good to hear people out there doing that. You know, it's nice. It's refreshing.
So if it's an influence for one of the members, it's basically an influence for the band.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So how did you guys get together then? When did you get together? And
go for it.
Go for it, Mo.
That's a long story, but I'll keep it brief. I met Joe when I was auditioning, you know, a bunch of people, and I actually met him through a drummer friend of his.
Yeah.
He brought Joe, and we kind of, you know, pushed the drummer friend aside because we didn't really vibe well. Jammed with Joe for a while, and then I actually recorded Nico's old band's project. It was a big project, and I recorded it. That's where I met him. You know, I got to familiarize myself with his skills and, you know, all the...
My accent.
His accent. We both speak Spanish, but, you know, I'm Mexican, and he's from Chile. So our Spanish was very, it was much easier for me to speak to him in English.
It was very fun.
Really? Than it was in Spanish.
It was very fun.
Very interesting.
So anyways, we met, I called him about two or three years later, right? The album was in 04?
We did that one in
04, and I called him.
It was actually, we started in 03, we were done in 04, so we didn't want to see each other's faces.
Yeah, we didn't see each other for 2 or 3 years, and right. That, you know, I wouldn't change that.
Yeah, me too.
In fact, I think we need another break.
I know. but it was kind of, it was just like about 2 years.
So I called him up. I had some stuff with him, but it never...
Yeah, we would write songs, but after we were like, great, now what do we do?
Yeah, we couldn't vocals, take them anywhere, drums. So I called this guy.
I was just going to record a drum track and get lunch. You know?
Yeah, I offered to pay him.
It was something like that, you know. And
he came to the studio, he listened to it, he was like, oh. And I was sure he was not going to like it, because this guy's really picky. And I'm like, he's not going to like it. So
that's King Diamond right there.
Yeah. He liked it, and we formed a band. We decided, hey, let's form a band, and...
The results made us, you know, say, hey, you know what, let's make it a band.
Right.
You know, once we had like 3 songs, we felt it was so refreshing for all of us, and we felt that the sound was very fresh, and we were loving it, so that's when we decided, let's just do it.
Make it seriously. Official.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so where did you come in?
We went on an aggressive manhunt. Yeah, we auditioned a lot of people. You know, online people submitted. I must have listened between 100 and 150 different people.
Wait, back up a sec. So you went online and auditioned people over the internet?
Yeah. Well, I put out ads.
Oh, like Craigslist.
Right? And then people respond saying, hey, here's a sample of my work. Go to XYZ. MySpace site.
Instead
you
of
listen phone. To them, and it's like, okay, this works, this doesn't work. You know, the wow. First thing that I've
haven't heard of this before. Have you?
Yeah. Well, I've heard of it.
We forgot
it,
to say we have our own recording studio. So, you know, it's for him. He's the one in charge of the studio. So it's very
that helps.
Yeah. So we were, you know, we listened for basic things at first, and that most people were just not. That's where most people got disqualified. Couldn't stay in tune. Just very basic things, you know.
Yeah,
that would do it.
Our favorite is like, by the way, I have a manager.
Yeah, we got one guy. We got one guy who showed up. He, great musician, great voice, but you know, he showed up to my place, and you know, that's where we run our operations out of. And I mean, at that point, we were essentially, and by and large, still are, a garage band, you know. Yeah. And he shows up to a garage band audition. Saying, you know, hey, I got a manager, and if this and that, I'm like, dude, come on. Who's talking about managers? We're playing in the garage.
He hadn't even auditioned, and he was talking, well, in the case we're releasing everything, we're going to have to, I mean, I'm going to be separate, and it's going to be the three of you. And
he even said, you know, I highly recommend that you guys get representation from
right,
my managers.
Right, right. And I said, well, I'm going to go smoke a cigarette in the bag. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, get out of here. So yeah, I mean, we auditioned a bunch of people. This guy contacted me, responded to one of my ads, but then he contacted me, and then he kind of didn't do anything, and he contacted me like three or four weeks
later.
Yeah,
I was in a band for like 9 years in upstate New York. I'm originally from like an hour south of Buffalo, and you know, we did everything on our own. We had a couple CDs that we released. We finally met somebody out in L.A. They flew us out. We recorded. We shopped it to all the labels. We had a manager in Hollywood. Like, things were looking up. And they were like, well, have you guys toured? We said, no. They said, well, we don't want to really, you know, do that right now. We want to have established acts that have toured nationally. And then we'll sign you and, you know, put you out there, because it's easy if you already have a built-in audience. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, guys, we have a manager in L.A. Let's go. And they, you know, half the band wanted to go, half the band didn't. So I said, all right, well, I'm going. And I had auditions signed up before I even moved to California. And I went on probably a dozen or more auditions, and nothing worked. I mean, the guys, some of the people I went audition for, they couldn't even play.
Right.
Like, the drummer just couldn't even keep time. And I was like, wow, I can't go from where I was to that. So I found these guys on Craigslist. They put an ad up, and I checked them out on MySpace and liked the 3 songs they'd put up. And I contacted them, and then I got a call from an A&R guy that I was working with, trying to hook me up with bands. And I kind of let that go, because I was... interested in checking out what he had for me. And then I was like, that's not going to work. And I said, these guys actually listened to it more and more and more. And I said, you know, I could actually see myself with this. So I contacted him again and said, hey, you guys, are you really serious about this? Because I want to do this for real. And they were like, yeah, we're totally committed. So I came down and we talked about some stuff, and we kind of sat down and just sat in the room together and just kind of hashed some things out and see if we could, you know, work together. And I wrote two songs for them, and they listened to one, and I went back and did another one, and I got a call from him a couple days later saying if I want to join the band. So after then, they had, here's 12 songs, go write. And it's just been, last year, we've just been rehearsing. And
he's still not done.
No, I finished. I'm finally done. I finished. Right. But
just gotta record them, right?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Takes time.
Well, it took us a while to kind of like, at some point we found our kind of itch, I guess you can call it like that. You know, right. Where we felt that we were a unit, and then after that, then we had Josh coming in, so we had to make it, you know, a unit of four. Then,
right.
You know, so that sometimes that just takes a little longer. But you know, Josh is a great singer, and he does a good job.
So we have a CD here. We should play a cut off of it.
Yeah, we should definitely listen to some.
Which one do you think we should play?
Oh, have you played anything today?
Well, we played the first two on your.
The first two. Well, one and a half.
It's basically what we have on the CD is what we have on the MySpace.
Okay, so.
So I guess you can go with track three.
Let's do Under the Tongue.
That's go for that one.
So Hedera, why do you
want? I think that sounds really awesome. I like it already. Sweet.
Okay.
Worth it.
Because I can't choose you doesn't mean
nice.
That was excellent, man.
That was really rocking.
So what did we hear there? The first one we heard was Under the Tongue.
Ooh, that's my favorite.
And what does that mean? Lines of, and then lines of disconnect.
I'll let Josh explain what Under the Tongue
means. So tell us what Under the Tongue means, because Hedera's all hot.
I'm like all up on that.
Don't hold back. Just
don't hold back, seriously. Like, lay it on me.
Under the Tongue is a very controversial subject matter and song. You know, it's kind of goes along the whole Dan Brown thing, and it goes back to, like, you know, the old Catholic Church, how they controlled everything, every aspect of life. And Under the Tongue is almost like a biblical thing where you keep what you're trying to say hidden, and it's almost like you know keep it hush, like shut up, you know, under the tongue. And it's just about, you know, how it used to be where, you know, the public was not allowed to read Bibles that was read to them by the priests, and, you know, the information could be controlled. And it kind of just goes to the whole Dan Brown type of thinking where, you know, the church is this big empire of secrets, and
right,
they only leak out what they want the people to know to keep the control. And I just kind of went with that type of vibe for it and, you know, went with it.
Excellent.
It seemed to fit the music a little bit.
Yeah. Kind of dark.
Yeah.
Lines of disconnect means what?
Lines of Disconnect is, he has a buddy that had a problem where he had a woman on one coast and his career on the other, and he had to make a choice.
He's torn.
Chose the career. So burn. Lines of Disconnect is, you know, burn. Like the lyrics say, our words stretch for miles, we'll be just fine. And he's kind of like talking to her on the phone and explaining that.
That never works.
You know, I can't choose you. You know, I'm sorry. You know, that type of motif. And like
that
you.
She doesn't want to be with him anyway.
We're
any guy that chooses money over sex,
it's like a reverse love song.
It's like
a backwards love song. Exactly.
He's like, pretty much,
it's about real love, you know? It doesn't work.
Real love for money, maybe.
So,
but that's
so
we're,
you say real,
on a really cheesy video for that one.
So if a real guy doesn't take sex over money, he's not cool. What about a woman who takes money over sex? Is that cool?
Or money for sex?
No. That's okay.
We're
exactly
now referring to the world's oldest profession.
We digress. So, so let's talk about the name of the band. Forthus. Yeah. Forthus.
Well, who came up with it? Who
we
came
were
up
throwing
with
around
it?
Names forever.
Excuse me?
We had a name.
Was that like not what we were supposed to say?
I'm giving you due credit.
Please,
okay?
Clarify, because Joe apparently is confused.
Well, so Josh.
I wanted a Latin, a word based from a Latin name, because, you know, two of the guys speak Spanish, or they're from Latin type countries, and or they're descended of, or whatever. And Joe and I are of English speaking, so we thought Latin being the base of. Latin being the base of both languages, I thought that'd be kind of a neat thing to go with. Well, I found the Latin word fortis, which means luck, strength, you know, you just gamble on your luck and power. It just means all these different things. And we threw it around a little bit, and no one really thought, it's a little weird. No one's going to be able to pronounce it right. And we're sitting around his computer in his office next to the studio, and Mo just kind of blurted out.
We were desperate, dude.
More blurted out.
We're like, the next thing that pops up on Google.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
we'll
it.
We'll do it.
Mo blurted out Forthus, and we instantly looked it up on MySpace. Nobody had it. We looked it up on band registering sites. Nobody had it. We looked, just Googled it, and there was like nothing, that no companies had it.
Wow.
Because we made up a word, so we just went with it. And
you started with an A, word, though.
Well, so,
you
some
said
people think
Forthus. And then someone else.
Yeah, it turned into Forthus, and then I said, I don't kind of like that, because that's the name of a I think it was a associate Supreme Court justice or something like that. And I was like, it would be too hokey because at the time I was a law student and
yeah.
You know, be like, oh, you're naming your band after a judge, and so
that's
stupid. We also kind of liked it because it you could break it up in two different ways. You could say for thus or forth us, and it's kind of
that's
what
I figured it was. Figured it was you were trying to play on the double meaning words when I first.
Because you got four of you,
but it really came from the Latin meaning of luck and
strength,
and strength,
like fortuitous,
and strength together. Yeah.
It's kind of like the basis of the word fortune, really.
Right.
I mean,
your cover is just black with the name Forthus on it, but the graphic is just fucking awesome, man. I mean, who did this?
And it looks
I
really
carved
raw.
It.
Looks like blood.
Out of a solid piece of wood, and then I took a picture.
Well,
of it.
just
is he telling the truth? Or is he
lying?
Wow.
I was like, what?
That is amazing.
That sounds like bullshit. Okay, all
right.
He's really good.
Bullshit detector's right on.
He's really good at that.
We just had a couple people just working on a.
Awesome.
Just took a font and kind of.
Yeah, it's actually.
It's
just a font.
It's just.
We kind of stretched it out a little bit to make
yeah,
it look
but we
a
did,
bit,
yeah,
but
to give us some credit, we did stretch it.
We stretched it out. It's ours now. We made this.
Yeah, we are kind of. Yeah.
So is it supposed to be bullet holes that are like.
No, it's just
kind of
like.
It's
just
crumbling.
Kind of
crumbling.
It's
kind of like ancient
Greece. Worn.
Yeah, you know.
It's been used.
We had a couple artists, like graphic artists, working on something for us, and we had a couple actual companies that do this for businesses working on a logo or something for us for our name. And.
It was too corporate, Starbucks coffee type.
People put musical
Welcome
notes
to
next
Boulder.
To it, and we're just like putting a little guitar next to it. And we're like, forget that, you know.
And rock and roll.
We had a couple friends Jeez. Working on it, and just nothing really fit us very well. And I think a photographer we used just threw that on something, and we're like, that's really neat. Just stretch it out a little bit, and you know, we kind of tweaked it a little bit and turned it into something that we're using. But you know, like all bands, it'll probably change every time we put something out, but. For now, that works. You know, we're using it. So
you got four songs out on this EP, and then you've got some more that you have in the can, or you're working on.
We have like 20.
We have about we have a
and
lot.
They're all recorded, actually. We just
except for maybe like some vocals.
Yeah,
some, like,
yeah.
Still need to mix
a lot of
the
stuff is
like
recorded.
That.
It's just we haven't mixed it down and had it mastered. So
we have to give some certain songs a priority so we can actually do what we're doing right now.
Right.
We decided, okay, we need to start gigging. Let's do a tour. And everything, and if we were gonna still spend time in our studio working on what we had left, we wouldn't be here right now.
Right.
So we had to put up. You know.
So these guys are online at myspace.com/Forthus FORTHUS.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna play another cut here. I'm gonna play the first song.
That's a great idea.
Night Unkind.
Night Unkind.
All right. This is Forthus.
As the sun dips into night, eyes will only sleep in time. He's leaving home and everything he's ever known, all the memories from his life.
heard that.
Because that was Forthis on Pirate Radio in Boulder.
95.3 FM.
That's
Forthis,
right.
Forthis, and you can get them on MySpace.com.
Yeah, just look it up. Forthis. On MySpace.com.
At MySpace.com /.
That's
Forthis.
Like,
is it slowly sinking? Is that
slowly
what's going on?
Intuitively.
Yeah, the mics are
it's falling into the black abyss.
Make sure it's lined up with a leg or it'll fall right on him. So
it looks pretty good.
I see it's sinking.
Yeah.